الله تعالى في قرآن مجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا، وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنما نحن مستهزئون. الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. صدق الله العظيم.
The dunya, the world. For the people who don't have faith, it is like paradise. Those people who reject Allah, the munkarin, the rejectors, and for the people who have iman, faith, the dunya is a place of challenge, test, trial. All of this is based on Allah's hikmah, Allah's wisdom, Allah's decision. Why? Allah Ta'ala, to His mu'mineen, to His beloveds, to His believers, why has He kept them in difficulty in this world? Because this is such a place, the dunya, the world, that in this place we have been sent to complete a test, go through a test. This is the place of test. And we are preparing for the exam. Yeah, so this is the preparation ground, the revision ground for the test. Whatever difficulties come, whatever issues arise, we have to go through them. Eventually, due to the tests and the trials and the challenges, Allah will give ajr, reward. For example, there are two people, two students, and both have to give the examination, the two students. One student, he wastes his time, plays, messes around, dossing, watching films, and just generally lingering around, loitering. The other student, he rejects all of the time wasting, head down, no playing, no games, no dossing. He focuses on his studies and he controls his desires. He's got his head down. People laugh at him, the youngsters around him. What is it? You don't play with us. You don't hang around with us. You don't come out with us. He says, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. And he sticks to his efforts. He's put his head down. Eventually the day comes, the time comes for the examination. When he sits in the examination and they answer the paper, he sits down, the studious one, and he sits down, the dosser. And after the exam ends, the result that is published when it comes out, after the result comes out, the marks, that child who controlled his desires, who didn't play much, and he who was looking at his destination, focused, today he'll be smiling, laughing, happy, he'll be so content. The other one, he will be hiding his face and crying. Results come out and he failed, and the other one, the first one, succeeded. So this is the game of life. The game of life. Yeah? This is what Allah Ta'ala has explained to us totally via the Quran, via the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed sayings, via his education, his teachings. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest thing, subhanAllah, is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala hasn't just given us Quran, rather subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala has explained to us and given us the explainer of the Quran. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not just gave us the explain of the Quran, alongside that Allah Ta'ala gave us not one or two, not three, rather 120 or 24,000 approximately noble companions. Such companions were given to our Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that every companion was such a great example, great companion. Such a great companion that about whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all of my companions are stars, like stars, and They are the stars in the sky. The Prophet ﷺ, he is like the moon, the shining moon. And due to his shine and glow, all of the stars, they glitter and glow, isn't it? Like, so in every star, you can see the rays of the light of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, whichever star you follow from my companions, he will take you to guidance. He will guide you and take you to Allah. Select any of the Sahaba. They're all great human beings, alhamdulillah. All high in rank and status. Why? Because of their company, the blessed company, the honorable company, that just like the Holy Prophet ﷺ, is like the glowing, shining moon, and the rays of the light fell onto the stars, they glowed, they shined. So take the life of every Sahabi. They for us were guides. The Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, radiallahu anhum, were guides. Allah gave so many associates and colleagues to the Holy Prophet. We have to learn our deen from them. So do you think that the Sahaba Ikram, they taught us how to cook? Did they teach us how to earn crust? Money? How to make money? How to make profit? How to progress in the world? How to be so-called respectful in the world? This isn't what they taught. No, they taught us something else. They taught us something else. That is what we need to learn. Their lives, we need to take the examples of these very points. That how to please Allah, subhanallah. That in this temporary world, how should we live? And how we should embark on the journey to earn Allah's pleasure. And what she would sacrifice during this journey. And how we should be steadfast. Every companion was a lover, subhanallah. He was a strong lover of Allah and His Rasul. If we want to become lovers of Allah and His Rasul, we need to take the guidance of any companion and we'll also become the same. But if any companion of the Holy Prophet, if we don't take their guidance, don't take hold of their grasp, and we want to define our own route and carve our own path, then we cannot get to the success destination. Take the hand of any companion, take the sister of any companion to become an ashik. I swear by Allah, you'll become the lover. I swear by Allah. Subhanallah. Hazrat Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. He was such a prime example, brilliant example of the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Salman Farsi, great level of love, great level of sacrifice for the deen, great example of love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and such a great status. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these are all my companions, and he, Salman Farsi, is from my Ahlul Bayt. He was given that title, recognition, Hazrat Salman al-Farsi. So let's see now. Every companion, alhamdulillah, he is a guide for us. He's a guide for us. Every companion, Hazrat Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu, was from Persia, al-Faris. And if we've named him, then why don't we share a great event of this lover of Rasulullah, alhamdulillah, so our iman increases and our love increases. That brothers, to give claims and hollow claims is something else, but reality is something else. Not just that we hear a nasheed, we start crying, I'm a lover of Rasulullah, or Taki is a lover of the Prophet. Hear one nasheed, one naat. And all the gatherings and the mehfils, thousands are sitting, all non-sharia. Non-sharia place, a place that doesn't have sharia. And when hadith and Quran says that lanat, curse comes in on that place where there's a gathering where with non-sharia methodology or practice a deen is presented. Music and strange discussions and dunya, discussions about dunya to earn dunya. A person, he takes the sisters of the Holy Prophet and nasheed, he's reciting, there are people there paying money. You know, in this day and age, you see, you can make the decision, we can make the decision ourselves. In that clamor noise, someone's fully unconscious, someone's dancing, someone's shrieking, shouting, and they're all being given stamps. Ashiq Rasul, lover of Rasulullah, lover of Rasulullah. So this is a mirage. It's a mirage. It's not real. It's fake. If you want to see love, then take Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, the true love, genuine love. And time over, look at this story, look at this event, the historical fact. Read about his facts. Then you'll become an ashik yourself, a lover yourself. Subhanallah. Every companion was like this, but Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, His name was mentioned, so we continue with his. And although every companion had a great story, a great history, historical fact. So, that mashallah, great Muslims. So, was Allah's help not with them? Should their businesses not flourish? Didn't their money grow and expand? Tell me. But look, what was their priority? Such conditions occur, severe conditions with the lovers. And what do the lovers do? So he was from a big family, wealthy family from Faris, in the home he was born into. And he used to have gold spoons in his mouth, he was born. You could say that, gold spoon in his mouth, he was born. All the children and the parents loved him the most. This happens, sometimes happens. Awlad, parents, they love all of the children, but sometimes there is a child, a man, because there's a selective special child. Allah Ta'ala puts more love into the hearts of the mother and father. They love all the children, but sometimes there's a special one, mother or father, they love a child more. In the same way, the sheikh, that all of the students are like children for the sheikh, but sometimes some students, it's from Allah, they have a special select students. Allah instills the love into the heart, but he loves all of the students. But sometimes there's special love for a student. So mashallah, for a kamil sheikh, all of his murids, devotees are like his children, and they are more closer to him than children. So mother and father don't give tarbiyah for the children the amount that a kamil sheikh does for his murids, his devotees, his students. Subhanallah. So love, the status isn't this, that the father, mother, they love all the children. But sometimes spiritually, physically, Allah Ta'ala puts more love into the heart of the parents for a child. In the same way, Hazrat Salman al-Farsi, radiyallahu anhu, his father, he had love for his son. And he used to protect him, look after him. Just like, for example, anyone who's special, always keeping him at home and looking after him. And they would look after him completely and well. And they were Majus, fire worshippers. Fire worshippers, that was their madhab. And his father was strict on this fire worshipping deen, and he wanted to bring his son up in the same way. So what happened once? Somehow, in some way, Hazrat Salman Farsi, he left home. He came out of the house. And mother and father didn't know. And in front of the house was a church. He saw, what's this? Because he was like imprisoned, isn't it? House arrest. His father never let him out of the house, never showed him anything. So he went straight. He said, what's this? He saw a church. So he went into the church. And there was a Nasara. They were all Christians worshipping. They were true Christians at that time, that age. They were praying. And when he saw this, and he used to worship fire, he said, what's this? They said, this is our deen, our faith. He said, this is your deen? Your religion? They said, yes, this is our deen. He said, I really like your ibadah, your worship. And he said, I enjoy this, your ibadah, seeing this, because he was hidden from the haqq, the truth. And ishq was burning inside. Look, I'm telling you about the lovers, the true ashik, the true lover. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists him and helps him and takes him, delivers him to his mahbub. Allah says that if you have true love, if you have honest, sincere love, then Rabb, I am your Lord, I will deliver you to my beloved. Allah takes, but we don't have love in our hearts, sincere, so how will we get to the true guides? So in my life I have seen that I didn't have the means. I used to remember Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh, strong remembrance. I don't know, how can I get to the lap of my Sheikh, to the side of my Sheikh, thousand miles away? And that Hazrat Sahib, subhanAllah, I didn't have anything to my name. I wanted to go there to his great company. It used to be severe times, hard times. I said that life does pass through trials in terms of a person like this a lot. Wallahi, I didn't know that Hazrat Sahib hadn't even arrived to Makkah, but I would be there at his service. I don't know where I'd buy the ticket from, where I'd purchase it from, how the means came, but Allah knows best. So a true love, if you have true love for somebody, then if the means aren't created, how can this be? How can Allah not create the means? If you want to get somewhere or do something. So Hazrat Salman Farsi, radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. So he said, I really like your deen, he said to the Christians in the church. He said, what is it? What's behind all of this? They said, the real reality of this isn't here, they said, it's Sham, Syria is where it originates. He said, okay. So the sun was about to set in front of his home. He said, let me go quickly home. Mother and father knew. He said, where were you? He said, I was there. They were fire worshippers. Oh, he became angry. He said, you arrived to the church. He said, that's a very good deen, dad, baba. That's a good religion. What religion are you? He spoke the truth. He said, okay, so what game? And then he sort of imprisoned him, chained him. He said, I see now how you leave home after this, after today. Then, just like Fir'aun, he was against Musa alayhi salam. He said that if you try to strengthen yourself against me, if you try to worship someone other than me, I will imprison you, I'll lock you up, that you will remember. I will imprison you. So this was the tariqah. The father, he imprisoned his son, but he realized and he sent a message that somehow, that for example, if there's anyone going to Sham, Syria, tell me. If there's any caravan, when, for example, he heard that the start of that deen was Sham, Syria, he wanted to go. He said, I need to get there. So by chance, there was a caravan, a group of people going to Sham, Syria, and the message he received that they're going, a caravan to Sham. So he broke all of the things that were used to imprison him, and he broke out of his home and he joined that caravan to Syria, and he started to travel with them to Syria. Subhanallah, ishq, love for Allah. Look at the desire of the Mahbub. He didn't know where he's going. He just had that pull. He got to Sham, Syria, he served, he spent time amongst faithful people. And then that clergyman, the priest died. He got upset. Then another priest came, another alim, scholar, Christian, he came. He served him, spent time in his service, learnt. And he started to serve the alim, that priest, Christian priest. And he was a zahid, an ascetic, scholarly priest. And Hazrat Salman Farsi had a lot of love for his sheikh, and he spent good time with him. He used to serve him, pray with him. And his final days came. And he said, please advise me, you're departing. Remember this, Hazrat Salman Farsi, radhiyallahu anhu, his age, in some narration says that 350 years, in some narration, some, says 250. This much age Allah gave to Hazrat Salman Farsi. So then, his time also came. His sheikh, his teacher, his priest, he said, let me tell you a way, a route. It's very difficult to find a good man. He said, that go to this other place, there's an alim there, he'll help you. And if you want to get to the haqq, the truth. So he passed away. So he went on the journey. And he reached the new place, the new location, met the alim. And he came to the scholar. And he passed away. And he said, tell me, advise me. I need to find my Lord. Where shall I go? He said, go to another place. There's an alim there. And there, possibly, he will take you to your destination. He arrived there. Look at this journey. He passed away. He asked him before he passed away. He said, look, the point is that in my eyes, in my sight, there's no other alim. I'll tell you the right path, the straight path, which is written in our kitab, subhanallah. Read Darul Sharif on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin, Nabi al-Ummi Azwaji, Ummahatul Mu'mineen. He said, that I will tell you the true honest path, which is written in our kitabs, that a Nabi will come, a Prophet will come very close, a Prophet will come very soon. And he will be from the deen of Ibrahim, faith of Ibrahim. He will come to the Arab lands. That's where he will come. And there will be a barren desert land. And he will migrate to that new place where there will be dates. There will be fertility in the soil. You arrive there. And if your desire is truth, and you will find him there. Subhanallah. He said, I will tell you the signs which is written in our kitabs to find him, to recognize him. And that really you don't even need to have the signs, alhamdulillah. His face will be glowing, blessed, full of light and nur. You'll recognize yourself. Three signs: that he won't take sadaqah, he won't take no money, he will accept gift. And between his shoulder blaze will be the seal of the prophethood. These are the three signs. He said, okay, that's fine. I accept, I understand. Look at the ishq, the love. Subhanallah. So we're talking in this path, how many years must have passed, difficulties he must have gone through, the Sahaba Ikram, their lives. One Sahabi's life is like this. Imagine all of the others, the same, any Sahabi. He said, for example, he used to work, he had some cows and sheep. He said he collected them. And that caravan that was going to the Middle East, Arabia, he joined them, traveling. The people in the caravan on the journey, the niyyah became bad. When they arrived there, he said that they showed me bad manners, they made me a slave, and they sold me to a Yahud. He went out of the Christian, then he went from Majusi, then Nasara, then he was sold to a Jew, to the Yahud. Look at the path of love. Majus, fire worshippers, to the Nasara, to the Yahud. He didn't lose determination, courage. So when he went into the hands of the Jew, he became a slave, a servant in the hands of the Jew. He said, 10 times, if I say for my Mahbub, my beloved, even if I get sold 10 times as a slave, Allahu Akbar, to seek my beloved. So the Yahud, he was sold. He said, whoever bought me, and there were trees of dates, immediately I remembered that there will be a, subhanAllah, a place that where trees will grow, date palms, fertile land. He said, yes, I've arrived to the right land. SubhanAllah. So there, Banu Khurayza, there was a Jew, and he bought me and said, give him to me, I buy him. So Allahu Akbar. He bought me, he said. When he bought, then he was a person who lived in Medina. Allahu Akbar. How Allah Ta'ala helps. SubhanAllah. From Faris, sold, and determination, courage, brought him to Madinatul Munawwara. The love, he said, I swear by Allah, when I arrived to Madinatul Munawwara, I recognize most definitely, this is that city where my beloved will come. SubhanAllah. So he said that I put my footsteps into Medina. Wallah, Allahu Akbar. He stated in his words, he said, this is the place, this is where the qualities lie in my heart, attested, I swear by Allah, I bear witness. He said, Hadda qadamtu Medina. He said, definitely, most definitely, when my feet arrived here, when I arrived here physically, as soon as I saw Medina, I recognized that this is the place where my Mahbub will come. SubhanAllah, the ashik, the love, yeah, true love is a great thing, my brothers. Sahih al-Bukhari stated, as Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu, he, 10 times he was sold. And eventually he arrived to Madinatul Manawwara. And when he came to Medina and he was working, he was a slave for his master, he used to serve, he was waiting. Eventually, SubhanAllah, Mahbub, travel, he left Makkah, did migration, hijrah, SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar, and he arrived to Quba, stayed there for some days, and amongst the Bani Umar, Bani Auf, and Masjid al-Quba, where it is present today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give everyone ziyarah. I've seen that home, alhamdulillah, very long time ago. So old things, they were approximately there about 50 years ago, 40, 50 years ago. That orchard is there, the same places are there, that place I've seen with the Holy Prophet where he stayed in the house. And I smelt the fragrance, I brought the soil from there, alhamdulillah. So, subhanAllah, bin Umar bin Auf, the place was there where Rasulullah stayed, and he stated that when Rasulullah came to Medina, then the lover, say, Hazrat Salman says that at that time I was up a date palm working for my master. I'd climbed, and the Yehudi, my Malik, was sat at the bottom, and a friend of his came, his cousin, or first cousin. He said, oh, do you know, he's in Quba, a man has come, people are gathering around him, he's come from Makkah. He says that I'm a Nabi, a prophet. He said, Allah says, Salman, for us. He was up the tree. He said,
Wallah, fa wallah innahu illa aqstanila urawa hatta zanta inni saqtal sahibi.
He said, I swear by Allah, when I heard this, then I started to tremble. I started to tremble and get dizzy, and I fell down from that high tree, the date palm, when he heard about his beloved. He said, my body started to shake and tremble. Allahu Akbar, all life long I spent looking and searching. He's arrived here. He said, I swear by Allah that I was overwhelmed with emotion. He said that I don't know how I was saved. Otherwise, I was about to drop from that date tree, from the heights. He said, with difficulty, I pulled myself together. I climbed down and asked that Yehudi with love, with respect. I didn't know who these people were. I said that this news you have heard, the person who's told you, what news has he given to you? Who has come? So he became angry and he slapped him out. He said, you do your own work. Who are you? Why are you asking me this? Do the work, the task I've given to you. He said, the fire had burnt. He waited until evening. Just like he left Sham, he said, I got my belongings together, I took my belongings, and I departed for Quba. Subhanallah. He said, I saw I presented myself. So this is the first sign. He said, I presented and the Prophet rejected. He said, give this, I don't take sadaqah. He said, I swear by Allah, I understood. This is the first sign. So the first sign was fulfilled, the first condition. Then the Prophet went to Medina. After some days, my heart felt and I wanted to see the second condition. I took some hadiya and I presented it. So first I gave charity that first time, it was not accepted. Second time I gave hadiya, the Holy Prophet accepted and he gave to his companions. And I said in my heart, Subhanallah, the second condition has been fulfilled. My destination is very close. He said that once I presented myself the third time and I was yearning, desperate. Jannatul Baqi, the Prophet was coming after janazah from Jannatul Baqi. He said, I came from behind and I sat behind the Prophet. The third sign I saw, I wanted to see the seal. So the Holy Prophet said himself, he lowered his kameez, blessed kameez shirt. He said, look, have you recognized me? Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. He said, I stood immediately. I kissed the seal of Prophet. He said, I started to cry and shriek. Allah Nabi said, come in front of me. I went in front. That's it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. He shouted, Allahu Akbar, everyone. Hazrat Salman Farsi became a Muslim, from Majusi to Nasara, from Nasara to Yehudi, from Yehudi to Muslim. Why did he change? Allah Ta'ala, he assists the ashiks, the lovers, true honest people, he assists. So this whole event I have presented to you. The Holy Prophet said, the Salman, that go and that please go to your master, your owner, and say, here, take this and release me. And according to the order of the Prophet, he went and he requested, he said, that I will take this much gold, 300 trees of the dates you plant, and when they start to give the fruits, then I will release you. Now you tell me that how long it takes for a date palm to grow and for the dates to come out. And how would he do that suddenly and give that? And then so 40 quantities of gold. Where would that come from? Allahu Akbar. But the Ashik didn't lose determination. Didn't lose heart. He had istiqamah, steadfast. The Holy Prophet heard this. The demand of the Master. All the Sahaba were given. The Talqeen. They all bring the plants, the date plants. Everyone, they all started to gather the plants, the seeds. And they gathered 300. And Hazrat Salman Farsi was told to go and start to dig the holes. 300 holes were dug, the rest is mine. The Holy Prophet with his blessed hands, for his mahbub, for his ashik, in every hole he planted the seed, the date palm seed. Alhamdulillah. And we've done ziyarah of those date palms and eaten the leaves and the dates. Barakah. Yes, and stayed there for a while. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful fragrance. Alhamdulillah. It seemed as if Hazrat Salman radiallahu's fragrance, that the fragrance of his love was there, subhanallah. That's it. Then the Holy Prophet, his hand just had to touch it, and he said before, just select and ask. So even a year didn't pass, the trees grew and the fruits grew, and the dates grew, and it all became green and lush, and just one thing was left. The Holy Prophet, when he went there, at that time a person came, and in the service of the Holy Prophet, he gave a specific donation and he presented gold. As soon as the gold came, the Prophet said, that where's my miskeen, Salman Farsi? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sahab's hukam, I remember, that where's my fakir? Kithe mera fakir? Hazrat Sahab said, when he loved someone, he said, where's my fakir? Where's my devotee, my student? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah said, where's my miskeen? Referring to Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Call him. Immediately he presented himself. Rasulullah said, here, take this. This much gold, miqdar, somebody's given to me, I give to you, go and pay and free yourself. He said, oh, Prophet, this is not enough gold. He said, 40 multiplications of a certain amount. How will I pay this? The Prophet said, Salman, go take this gold and with this you will be freed. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. All he had to do, he said, when I left, I departed, then he weighed it. Let me see how much gold, 40 amount quantity, when he started to weigh, it was 40 oaf, the amount he demanded, Allahu Akbar, was on that scale. The trees had grown, the fruits had grown, the dates had grown, the gold was the amount, the 40 quantities. And he stated this event when he said, told Ibn Abbas, he said, my debt has been paid, the amount I have to pay. Today I have left the slavery of the world, subhanAllah. Today I leave the slavery of the world and I enter into the servitude of the Holy Prophet. Takbir, Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. My brothers, Quran teaches us this. Either become like this, like the beloveds, the footsteps of the beloveds of the Prophet. Otherwise, listen to this verse of the Quran.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ
And they say, and when they fall in with those who believe, when they meet the Muslims, they say, we are with you. We believe. Our faith is like your faith. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ أَمْنُوا قَالُوا أَمَنُوا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ But when they go to their masters, when they go apart to their devils, whose slaves they are, what do they say then? They say, they declare, lo, we are with you.
وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ
They say, our masters, we are with you robustly, strongly, our living, our parents, our walking, our eating, our drinking, our life, our wealth, our children, everything is like you. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. We give everything to you. We are with you. We laugh on those people who have faith. We are just playing games with them, tricking them. Really, we're with you, O people. Everything of ours is like you. We imitate you. Allah says, you laugh at the believers. You laugh at the deen of my Habib, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, you laugh at his sunnah. You mock his sunnah. You think that you are doing everything correctly. And you think that what you are doing, the actions of yours, that you are not joking against Allah's Habib, rather you are mocking and joking against Allah. Have patience, wait. Allah says, بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ Allah says, I mock you, leaving them to wander blindly. I give them wealth and children and dunya and wealth so they can become stronger in their yaqeen. فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ Allah says, I leave them to wander blindly on in their contumacy. They think we've got dunya, see? We're clever, we're two-faced, we're successful in the world, and they challenge other people and they laugh. Allah says, this is not the reality. In reality, Allah Himself mocks them, leaving them to wander blindly on in their ways. Allah says, you'll know when you come to me, was you were joking against the deen, you joked against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, but you were really mocking yourself, my brothers. This is also a verse of the Quran. This is also a verse of the Quran. Then these problems and during these difficulties when a person, he loves the dunya, when he worships the dunya, when he starts to love the world, when his base desires overwhelm him, then this is the condition that you see in his life. Then he becomes a person who becomes a hypocrite. He loves the dunya. The sign of the munafiq, a real sign of the munafiq, is that he will worship the dunya, run after people, please the people, and his objective will be to benefit himself. And his dunya, worldly life, wherever he sees benefit, he'll give up his deen, he'll give up everything, his faith, he'll be willing to give everything up. According to the hadith, this person is defined as the two-faced person. They'll have two faces, the munafiqeen, they'll have two faces. They're two-faced people, the munafiqeen.
And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tajiduna shaddun nasi yawmul qiyamah.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, the worst of all people will be who? That person who was that individual, the Holy Prophet has explained in detail that person who had two directions, two-faced person, he will be the worst person on the Day of Judgment. With one person he has one face, and then with one person he'll have one approach, one appearance, one face, and with other people he'll have a different approach, a different face. The Holy Prophet said on the Day of Judgment, the worst person will be the two-faced person, and his punishment on the Day of Judgment, that his tongue, Allah Ta'ala will make the tongue of fire. Tell me the tongue of fire will be in his mouth. His mouth will be burning, eyes boiling, brain boiling due to the heat of that tongue. Due to the tongue. It will become like a heat balloon, heat bubble of hell. So we leave the deen for the sake of the dunya. We leave the worship and the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet for the dunya. Tell me the people who have, you could say, progressed in the world so-called to make money by selling the deen, by selling the Holy Prophet sunnah. And they think they have progressed and become modern and advanced. Brothers, you also live in this dunya. I also live in this world. You can gauge this and make a decision. What percentage of people are in this situation today in the world? How many people? That their lifestyle objective is benefit. Dunya. Dunya doesn't matter how we get it. We need dunya. Success. Material. If you present, if for example, if they can give up their faith to get nationality, I'll show you thousands who have signed the line so we can get nationality. They sell their deen. They lie. They change their faith. They change their homes. They falsely, for example, they have false marriages and they divorce falsely so they can make money. With their wife, they're staying at home. They say, we are divorced. With this money, they want dunya, dunya upon dunya upon dunya, money upon money. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ, Allah says, آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَ وَإِذَا خَلَوْا. These people are two-faced people. Two-faced people. They betray. When they see, there is religious talk here, they'll become religious in front of you. They wear a topi, a cap, and present themselves to be religious. Yes, but in reality, that's not what they are. That's not what they are. So this is one life. May Allah forgive. May Allah save. The mu'min's life is one life. Remember that. What a big adab for being two-faced. The hypocrite. It's stated that when a person, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. And when they fall in with those who believe, for example, when they fall into the worldly environment to fulfill their desires with ease, they put the deen to the side. They disregard the deen. They shun it, put it to the side. When they're with the people of Iman, they'll mingle with them, benefit with them. They'll say, yeah, we're like you, we're with you, we're with you. They meet them, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They say, we're like you, we're with you. They say, we believe. And then وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِنِهِمْ, when they go to the real world, when they go apart to their devils, their life is different. Look at their nights and their days and their lives. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِنِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ, they're with their shaitans. This is the two-faced person. Shayateen means those who steer them. That could be the shayateenim. Those who give the deen to them. The earned dunya people. What's this? This is just a waste of time. Look at that man. He's progressed so far. He's got money. He's successful. Leave this. I hear every day from people's tongues. Not that it's not happening. I swear by Allah, every man has got this on the tip of his tongues. Oh, that's it. I've seen enough. Oh, we don't have yakin this. We need dunya, mal, cash, notes, currency, bank balances. Their base for their friendship, the basis for their relationships and finding partners for their children, for their daughters and sons. But nobody will ask that this person has got deen. Is there a standard of the deen that we're finding a partner for our daughter or our son? How much we say money has he got? How many houses has he got? How many properties has he got in Pakistan? Houses, mansions, koti, makan, property, money, cash. If a poor daughter, if she's deendar, they won't like her. Even if she comes into the house, they'll do dhulam on her, oppress her. They won't accept her because of her deen. They'll make her like a slave because she's religious. Get her out of here. Turf her out of this house. She hasn't brought any money with her. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِنِهِمْ, when they go to their devils, their martyrs, they're 100% shaitan. All those shaitani actions, what the devil encourages. What does shaitan do? What does he encourage? Shaitan is about that state where there's less khair, where shar is higher. Where there's higher shar evil, less khair, less good. Anyone who's in that state is shaitan. So shaitans, when they go to their shaitans, so here a unique, beautiful point we are taught. Allahu Akbar, Allah says, Allah says, Allah yastahzi bihim wa yamudhum. This is a game. They're trying to joke with Allah. Allah Himself mocks those people. They're trying to joke with Allah. Allah says, but I will also joke with them. Allah says, Muqtada ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu states this hadith that on the day of judgment, announcement will be made, come to paradise. Everybody come to paradise. Paradise is opened up. And the munafiqs will run. And then look at Allah's joke with them then, how Allah will show them. They will run towards Jannah. Soon as they arrive to the door close, the doors of paradise will be closed, slammed shut. Angels will drag them immediately and they will drag them to hell and throw them into the depths of hell, and they will shriek. Allah say, here's your Jannah. Have you got Jannah? You used to deceive people in the dunya. Allah Akbar, used to joke and jest against the Holy Prophet, Sunnah and Sharia. You thought you were successful. Huh? Yes, this is your base, this is your parents, we'll be two-faced and show ourselves to both sides. You used to deceive, you used to joke, look down, despise. And look at this second hadith, that the bridge of Sirat, which will be a severe test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to the mu'mins, Allah will give ease to the mu'mins. Allah says, I will widen it. And Allah will say, you come as well, you just come. They'll run to that extra width. Oh, we can quickly cross the bridge of Sirat. Then the hearts will be happy. Look. Oh, we're successful. Yeah, people used to say that we don't have... We're succeeding. As soon as they arrive to the bridge of Sirat, in the hadith is stated, as soon as they get close to the bridge of Sirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a veil, a black veil, and they will become blind. And suddenly the ditch will be in front of them. They'll fall into the depths of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. What else has the Quran said? Can there be anything more we need to know? Allahu yastahzi bihim wa yamudhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahoon. Allah Himself mocks them. They are wandering blindly. After hearing this verse, if a person doesn't change his life, then he's blind. Why? Muslim munafiqs, one sign is this. That even if you read this Quran to him, even these verses, you say, no, this is not the case. No, this doesn't mean this. It's not the case. Dunya, you can progress. Why are you so strict? Don't have to be so strict. It's not like this. You're being too strict. They won't even accept these verses of the Quran. They won't accept these verses. My brothers, we are listening to the Quran for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah. These are the words of the Quran. Look at them. The Holy Prophet says, Sharia and Sunnah. If you don't follow it, what has Allah Ta'ala defined those people as? Term them as? These are those people who they are joking with Allah, playing games with Allah. Amazing. Then Allah will play games with these people. Allah says, the same people. Is this a small punishment? Clear, who are those people? Those who play games and tricks and deceive. They leave the Sunnah and Sharia of Rasulullah, and they live a different lifestyle. Instead of, they sell their deen for the dunya, they sell the sunnah of Rasulullah for the dunya, they sell the sharia ahkams for the dunya, they call themselves Muslim. But all of their actions, eating, drinking, everything is haram. No actions according to sharia. So Allah Ta'ala's Quran tells us that their punishment will be severe, with them will be such a calamitous, such a consequence that Allah Ta'ala will show them, demonstrate, I used to play games and joke against Allah, now you will see the joke being played against you. So this is Quran, my friends. Should our eyes not open now? Will our eyes not open now? Shouldn't we adopt this pure, clear, straight path in our lives? What a great event has a Salman Farsi. On his every footstep, Allah Ta'ala assisted him, helped him, steered him. But what was his point? This life is a life of tests, problems, difficulties, issues. Everything will come, highs and lows. Allah Ta'ala says that I will increase for you. I will increase the challenges, the trials. Allah says that I will increase. That will get more wealth so that they become strong in the disbelief. But for the Allah's beloveds, those mu'mineen, Allah Ta'ala doesn't want them to have ease, like some difficulty, problems, an accident, or an illness, or a disease. Why? For this reason, all these things are so they can turn to me, Allah says, so they can turn back to me. They can turn back to me and run back to me. And if a person stands firm on the principles, on the deen, alhamdulillah, and he doesn't need deen, I swear by Allah, in difficulties, illnesses and problems, they're tests, but they will never take you to the brink. Allah Himself will continue to assist you. Allah Himself will assist you. If that insan, he is steadfast on Sharia and Sunnah, totally he's not scared and afraid, but 300 years, as a Salman Farsi, his age, never did he slip, never in his, when he left the places he was in, running after his love and his determination. And every step, look at that, the amount of gold he needed, and the trees grew from the ground, the trees, the branches, the dates, they grew. This is a proof that when a person follows Sharia and Sunnah, then he will be steadfast. Allah will establish his life. What a great learning. Another sabak, those people who revert or convert to Islam, they leave their deen and come to Islam. For them, this is a great lesson. Great lesson. Great lesson. Don't even look back, think back. Don't even think that deen you've left, that way you've left. Don't even smell the fragrance of what you've left. Otherwise, nifaq is present. Hypocrisy will be there. And then you could go into reverse. As a Salman Farsi was a reaver. He converted to Islam. He left everything. He shunned his previous life. And for a reaver, this is the greatest message, that when you change and you leave that previous deen of yours and you come to the true deen, then you shouldn't look back at that deen. Forget those paths. Forget those places. Forget those people. Stop meeting those people. Such relatives. End those relationships where that bad smell of that deen is there. If you still meet them, you've got connections. You go and stay in those homes and you eat with those people and you sit with those people and you have that desire. Because obviously you have a worldly relation or connection. Yes, so this is the sacrifice that you get the reward for, such a great reward. So if you've left that path, then don't go back onto that path. Otherwise, there could be two-faced. As Salman al-Farsi, he had one direction, one choice. On every footstep, Allah Ta'ala assisted him, helped him. For the reverse, there's a great big message in this in event. Then never look back. No, don't go back onto that path. Keep strengthening your path. Istiqamah, step-wise, doesn't matter how many difficulties comes, highs and lows come, whatever happens. No, end. Those places, don't go back to those places. Don't look at, remember those things that you remember, memories, you won't stay in those places, you won't meet such relatives. To this extent, that even the blood relatives, you have to be careful, you have to approach them as Muslim. Don't lose your deen where you don't have negative consequences, where the Sharia of Rasulullah or Sunnah, if it's criticized or looked down upon, obviously you're Muslim, they're not Muslims. So you have to be careful. So if you see criticism and they put down everything, because obviously they're different, their life is different, their deen is different, their lifestyle is different. So here we have to give sacrifice. Not this, that you want the deen where the Quran says clearly, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَا. You sat with the shaykh, Allahu, Allahu. And then, وَإِذَا خَلُوا إِلَى شَيْطَانِهِمْ. And then we go back, when you leave that gathering, go back to those homes where you came from, to those same relatives, then you'll be like them, and you change and you become like them. This is not Deenul Islam. We need to be firm, principle-based, and it's a very important message for the reverts. If you want to arrive to Allah with reality, with truth, then you should keep one deen. Don't be two-faced, don't show two approaches. And this is what the deen requires from us. This is what it's teaching us for the mu'mineen. This is the teaching. That this place, the world, is not Jannah. This is a place of test. And Allah will give the reward. All the sacrifices we give today in the world, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sharia and Sunnah for this path, and for Allah's ahkams and orders, instructions, the more sacrifice we give and efforts we make, and the more we give, whatever form it is, then inshallah tomorrow we'll get the reward. And not tomorrow, very soon, maybe a few years. Yes, don't be afraid of poverty or tests or challenges. Just say, Allah selected me. That's it. As a Salman al-Farsi, radiyallahu anhu, example is in front of us. So, as a Salman radiyallahu anhu, we should think like he did, and reverts especially, they should think your life has changed, gone down the right track. You can't go back to the old ways, to the back practices. Forget those paths, forget those old ways, forget those connections and relationships. That's when you can arrive to the success. And otherwise you sit with the Muslims, you become Muslim when you go back to them, then you start actions like them, you do everything like them, you eat and drink, stand, sit like them. Then the situation is upside down. Think about it and your issues will be solved. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to practice the true sincere deen. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين الشفيع المزنبين التوحو ياسين الهبيب والنبيل اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد صلهم تسليما دائما أبدا غزيرا غزيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزلنا وهزلنا وجدنا وغضنا وغضنا كل زاهدنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما اسرفت وانت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت اللهم نسلك اللف والعافيه والمعافاه في الدين الدنيا والاهل والمال اللهم أصلنا قبطنا في أمور كلية وجنة من خزي الدنيا وزهر من آخر
ربنا آتنا بالدنيا سندا وبالآخرة سندا وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة يا رحمن الرحيم جو اپنے فصل سے کرم سے میرے مولا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ جو کچھ بھی آج ہم نے پڑھا میرے مولا فضل و کرم سے تم نے پڑھایا یا کریم اس پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے اندر نفاق موجود ہے اس کو نکال دے میرے مولا یہ سب سے بڑی باتیں بیماری یا کریم شرک سے بھی بڑی بیماری ہے نفاق میرے مولا یا کریم اس بیماری کو تم ہمارے جسم سے نکال دے نفاق کی نشانی تم نے بتا دی میرے مولا واحد ایک نشانی ہے جب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سنت اور شرع سے اجتناب کرے آدمی دور بھاگے اس پہ عمل نہ کرے تو وہ منافق ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ اس نفاق سے ہمیں بچا لے لاکھ ہی وہ دعوے کرے ایمان کے لیکن قرآن نے کہہ دیا کہ وہ منافق ہے یا اللہ اس عذاب سے بچا لے بڑے بڑے عذاب ہیں اس کے میرے مولا یا اللہ دو رخ چہرے سے ہم بچا لے یا اللہ دو رخ چہرے سے بچا لے میرے مولا بس ایک ہی چہرہ ایمان والا رخ جو ہر ایک کے سامنے ہم پیش کر سکیں دشمن ہوں دوست ہوں میرے مولا جیسی حالات ہوں ہمارے بس ایک ہی چہرہ ہو میرے مولا اپنا ہم بھیس نہ بدلیں دنیا کو دیکھ کے دنیا کی مفاد کی خاطر میرے مولا یا اللہ دنیا کو حاصل کرنے کی خاطر ہم اپنے بھیس کو نہ بدلیں یا اللہ اپنے دل کو نہ بدلیں اپنے دین کو نہ بدلیں یا اللہ تو کرم فرما جھوٹ سے بچا یا اللہ دھوکے بازی سے بچا چلاکی سے بچا یا کریم چلاکی سے بچا ہماری باتیں کو پاک فرما دے یا اللہ جس راستے پہ تو نے پاکی کر پاک کرنے کا راستہ تھا فرمائے میرے مولا اس راستے پہ چلنے کی ہماری نیتوں کو بھی صحیح کر دے ہمیں اخلاص نصیب فرما کہ واقعی ہم اپنے آپ کو سچا اور صحیح کرنا چاہتے ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ حضرت سلمان والا دل عطا فرما دے ان جیسا عشق نصیب فرما دے ان جیسا جنون نصیب فرما دے ان جیسی استقامت نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ تو فرما جیسے ان کی مدد فرمائے ہماری اس راستے میں فرما مولا ہمارے دینی دنیا پریشانی کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما پریشانی دور فرما میرے مولا حاجات دور فرما ہمارے بچوں کو نیک کر دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں میں ٹھنڈک بنا دے یا کریم بے حیائی کا طوفان پھیلا ہوا ہے میرے مولا بے حیائی کا سیلاب پھیلا ہوا ہے میرے مولا ہر طرف تو اپنے فضل کرم سے میرا اس بے حیائی سے نہیں بچا لے ہماری اولادوں کو بچا لے میرے مولا ہمارے رشتے داروں کو بچا لے یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق نور ارشح زینۃ فرش و علیہ صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.